All right. Do you want to stretch?
I do. How long am I going to be sitting like this? This is going to fucking hurt.
I don't know. We have to sit.
No more chairs.
No more chairs. We'll do this.
Sitting on the floor.
We'll do a no more chairs bit
podcasting
later. Why'd you get rid of your chairs?
I didn't need them.
You didn't even give me a chair last week.
Right now, I never needed a chair.
Well,
you didn't want a chair last week.
Of course I wanted a chair.
Nate, you didn't want one.
No, you're right, I didn't. But other people would have. Okay, hang on. Let's not. We won't do the chair.
We don't need to talk about chairs.
Let's start the show with the original thing that you were going to say. Remember?
No.
We were sitting on the couch and you were going to say who's been on what show.
Yes.
So talk us through that. All right.
So we are Joshless today.
We are Joshless today.
First time ever for us.
This is a...
You and me.
Yeah. Pretty unknown territory.
Yeah. Just podding.
Well,
alone.
Outside of all those years of friendship.
Yeah. We've just never done it like this.
We've had practice. We've talked to each other in private.
Several times.
So this is like the fifth or sixth time we'll talk just us because Josh is he's away on family business.
Josh is away.
Think about you and your family.
Yep.
But that leaves us with the two of us. I just, you know, this is already off to a grammatically bad start. Usually here he jumps in and he says something like,
actually.
But yeah, for all you Josh fans, sorry, this is not the episode for you. But for the rest of you.
Did you know there's a lot of Josh fans?
Yeah, there's a lot of Josh fans. He's plugged into the art and video game community.
Someone I care about deeply told me they like Josh more than me.
Oh, wow, who said that?
My girlfriend.
What?
She likes Josh more than me.
Dude, no way.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
This was bound to happen on the podcast. This is the first time it happened. One of our significant others likes another one of us.
She's not even sorry.
You know what?
She can't wait for him to come in September.
This is why I haven't explicitly asked Lauren who she likes best on the show. I fear it's you because, you know, everyone likes you.
I didn't even ask.
How did it come up?
You just told me.
What do you mean? You were just sitting there and listening to the pod?
We walked up to each other on the street. She was listening to it as I walked up. And she was like, hey, I was just listening. And she's like, I like Josh more than you. Pretty much.
What did you do? Wait, that's like the first sentence in your... You guys are on a date, I presume, that evening?
Yeah.
So that's what you walked into?
Yeah.
So what'd you say? You're pretty much, you know, your confidence is either sky high or like potentially teetering.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, me too.
Were you pissed at Josh the whole time?
No, I wasn't pissed.
You don't resent him?
No, I don't resent him.
What does she like more about him than you?
He's so positive and like just sort of nice.
Yeah, it's
wholesome.
It's that Huckleberry voice of his.
He does have a very Huckleberry voice.
I can see people liking that. But so fan favorite Josh, not here today. It's just going to be the two of us. But my
losers.
Hitting streak lives on.
Your hitting streak. You've never been not on this podcast.
Never.
You're the only
an
one.
Episode.
Me and Josh both not been here.
Yep.
Just you. You're an Iron Man.
This is like if we had an IMDb page, it would say that I was on all 112 and you guys were on like a couple less. So
that's
the fans would think that you died right before the finale.
Is that soon? Are we?
Well, I guess no matter when that is, right?
Yeah, I guess we're always sort of at a deficit until you die.
Or until I miss some episodes.
Yeah.
I don't have to die.
You could die.
Well, maybe by the end of this episode, Mike, you will kill me. Who knows? But if that does not happen, my hitting streak lives on. You want to start the show?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You're looking at me like you're going to fucking murder me, dude.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Dapajani, fucking hell, why did I say anything like that, and Josh Harrison.
No, it's
I
okay.
Guess.
He's
not even here.
Yeah, I know. We just talked
shit.
About that. People know, dude. Don't worry.
I said Janny. I said me first. What's going on?
Look, I know Josh.
Dapajani?
He's just... I know he like... keeps you steady, but you know, deep breaths. We'll get through this.
I miss him.
I know. We have a whole episode to
do.
Oh,
God.
Okay, Mike, are you ready?
Yeah.
I think I have a good way to start. Dude, we'll just wean you off of Josh. Let's do a news story.
You're going to Josh wean me?
You're going to get... yeah, I don't want to say that again. But yeah, let's go ahead. You know, this is a popular bit on the show.
Uh-huh.
Let's do some news.
Some news. I have news.
All right. What is it?
I was looking up some news. You
okay,
know
good.
How much I miss Josh.
Forget about that.
Old time's sake.
We're weaning.
I search weird news.
Okay.
And HuffPo has a section on weird news. Did you know that?
I did not know
it's
that.
It's called Weird News.
I thought only Yahoo had Oddly Enough.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, you would love it. You would love it.
Yeah.
Go on.
What I learned on Weird News, bears account for like 40% of the weird news out there. Bears are on a rampage. Bears are going crazy.
Bears are on a rampage?
Bears are like wilding out, as bears do.
I don't think you have to say the D. I think you just say wilding out.
Wilding out.
Yeah, wilding. A little
wilding.
Tough. But I get it. Bear, wild animal. Oh, you probably did it on purpose. I didn't mean to step on your
toe. I thought that's what it was.
Okay, so what are they doing?
Bear attempts to steal trash dumpster from Colorado pot dispensary.
No way.
Yeah.
Could it be for the reason that we're both thinking?
Bears like to party?
Do you think bears...
Probably.
No.
A bear somehow fell onto a moving police car, then things got really weird.
Those things seem connected. Do you think the bear just got real high and fell off, like, a building top directly onto a cop car?
Funny you ask that.
Oh, no way!
Colorado bear smashes
oh
through wall
God.
Like Kool-Aid Man. That's the top story on HuffPo Weird News. What the hell is going on with bears?
But specifically bears in Colorado.
I guess, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Geez, what if weed has the opposite effect on bears that it has on us? I've never wanted to burst
bears
through a wall.
Just sort of go like PCP style.
Yeah, maybe they just got a wrong batch. Anyway, how do you feel on this? You've always been a bear enthusiast.
Yeah, I mean,
you like
I was.
The Chicago Bears.
Yeah,
you
that's
have several
true.
Shirts to that effect.
I thought bears were cool until I researched weird news. And now I feel like bears are amateurs. Like, bears suck at crime.
What do you mean? What would you do different than what the bears did?
That's my instead of.
Mm.
Name me a better, give me a better animal criminal than a stupid bear.
Oh, that's a different instead of than what I was thinking of.
Well, adjacent.
Well, there are, you know, the fox gets its, like, natural, everyone.
Sly.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Smart, yeah. Like a fox. That's
yeah,
like a whole thing.
That's a thing, I guess people say that.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I imagine some whales are pretty smart, but I don't know if they could commit crimes.
They could commit
nautical
naval
crimes.
Yeah.
Naval crimes. They commit military crimes against the Navy. Do you think that happens? Do you think whales take on submarines?
I think that's happened before.
It's pretty
disruptive.
They must
get confused.
It's like having a Harley Davidson in your neighborhood.
When you're a bear.
Well, not a bear. Well, yeah, I guess.
You're the bear of the land.
Okay, so let's go.
Bears are the whales of land.
Bears are the whales of land. Okay. What would he respond to this? What would be a better animal criminal? Does he like any animals?
If you Google the best animal criminal...
Yeah.
What do you think it would say? I feel like that's Josh's answer.
Josh is just going to go
like
with...
right down the middle.
Whatever the data
the
says.
The most common answer.
Josh would be great at Family Feud if it was just him.
He is great at Family Feud.
Representing his family.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, let's do it. Let's see what the internet and or Josh says.
Best animal criminal. That's not a fruitful Google search.
Why? What comes up?
The top result is top five prosecuted animal-related crimes from the Animal Legal Defense Fund.
What do you mean? That seems incredibly relevant.
Well, I don't think it's the animals or the criminals. I think they're victims in
Have
these
you clicked?
Cases. Well,
Let's
this looks
click.
Like a pretty sad dog at the top of this
oh, no!
webpage.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, maybe another dog stole from him.
Number one is neglect.
No. Oh, no.
Let's back arrow here.
Oh, good call. Oh,
okay. Let's revise this Google search.
You're right. Josh would go with, like you said, the thing your girlfriend likes about Josh is his happiness. He'll probably go with the happiest answer. So what's the next Google answer?
2018 U.S. Animal Protection Laws State Rankings. from the ALDF, the Animal Legal Defense Fund. They have really good SEO. Way to go, ALDF.
Wait, what did you said you changed the Google search?
No, not yet. Should I do that?
No. What did you search initially?
Best animal criminal.
Why are we getting these stories?
My related searches here. Are animal cruelty laws, types of animal cruelty.
No. Delete this whole search.
Yeah.
Let's just ask it a question.
Okay.
Let's say, what animal is the best criminal?
Okay.
And put a question mark and make sure it's a capital W because that's how Josh would type it. Okay. And I know how Google
Full
works,
sentences.
Josh. Okay. Don't fucking write
Don't
in about this.
Don't me, you bastard. Same top result.
Get out of here. Okay, yeah. Just keep scrolling until...
Wait.
What?
The 6 most impressive serial criminals in the animal kingdom from Cracked.com.
Absolutely perfect. And the source is right. They've been a legitimate institution for a while.
Yeah. This article is from 2012 by Kay Montaigne. That's proper citation, isn't it? Are we good now?
Kay Montaigne.
That's what it says. Montaigne.
We don't have to. It's fine. We're giving a lot of credit to this.
And also someone named Dagmar.
Why didn't you say that? Okay, anyway, it's fine. Who are the animals?
Seagulls.
Number one?
Number six. Oh, these are specific animals. Fred.
Wait, what did you think they were going to be? Oh, you mean specific?
Like
an
individual baboon.
Yeah.
Stole a car.
No way.
His name is Fred.
Fred the thief.
Yep.
Okay, so that's already more impressive than what the bear
Baboons.
Did. The bear wrecked the car. This animal drove it.
That's true. An orangutan.
Yeah.
Stole a boat.
Lot of theft.
Yeah.
So like us.
You know what? You would think cat burglar.
No.
None.
That's not number one?
No. There's a bird on here. I think that's bullshit. The bird is number three.
What do you mean you think that's bullshit?
That just
bullshit.
Doesn't seem...
Why? Okay, what did the bird do?
The bird was a... What is this thing? A starling. It stole coins. Skimming here... there was a car wash. It sold coins out of a car wash. Stupid humans. She's making a nest out of coins? What?
Wait, look. You know Cracked is fake, right?
Number two, Santino the Chimp, weapons stockpiler. That sounds real.
This is our entire bit here is just looking at another bit.
Yeah, I know. We should probably do something else.
Josh wouldn't. Well, Josh is a.
He would hate this.
No, isn't he a plagiarism guy? Isn't he pro plagiarism?
A plagiarist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Let's
a
just
camp.
Make that the
that's
last we
camp.
Say of Josh. Josh plagiarizes.
Josh steals others' work for his own gain.
Mike, look at this picture of this cool tree.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of bisected by a power line.
Isn't that weird?
It's very ink blot-esque.
Yeah, it's just a tree that looks like a U, like the middle chunk yeah. has been taken out.
Yeah, or like an ink blot.
Yeah, right.
That's what I think it looks like.
I know, you've made that clear. It does. Well, what else do you think it looks like? If you think it looks like an ink blot, here's it from far away.
It looks a lot like a U from here.
From it looks like me?
A-U.
Oh, A-U. Okay, well, that's what I said it was. All right, listen. Do you know where that tree is from?
No.
Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in Ohio this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, Ohio's pretty cool.
I knew that.
But you know what I've realized? I've been to Ohio twice now in recent months.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio, I'm pretty sure, is a country unto itself.
Ohio's unique.
Ohio is different. I haven't been to many states that feel like Ohio feels.
I know what you mean. My family's from Ohio.
I know that now because, Mike, you know what else?
Can you tell?
You have Ohio face.
I have Ohio face?
You have Ohio
what
face.
What does that mean?
You know what it means. You look like other Ohioans, and you have, like, one of the features of Ohio face is kind of like these owl-like eyebrows that, like, go up a little bit and then cut down. You have those.
I have owl-like. That sounds
That's an Ohio
good.
Thing. Like, I'm telling you, you have Ohio face. Okay. I went to a wedding this weekend. Everybody look like you. That's not true, but a lot of people look like you.
In what? Owl eyebrows? And...
Well, that's one of the ways, but also a lot of white people.
All right.
Really white place.
Sure.
Will you concede that? I'm not saying really racist place. I didn't experience any racism while I was there. But yeah, man, it's strange. It's like you really get the vibe that Ohio is really much more important than like America or other things. Like that's the family.
That's what they do at Browns games. Yeah. They do the Ohio song thing.
Dude,
they spell it out with their arms.
At the wedding, the bride came out to, like when they were announcing the bride and groom, the bride picked Jason Kitness's walkout music for them to be like announced to. That's how much she loves the Indians.
Wow.
You have an Indians thing just like hanging off here. I've never even seen you watch an Indians game and you have an Indians t-shirt.
Yeah,
just
I wore that yesterday.
You're an Indians fan? How many days have you lived in Ohio?
Barely.
It's in your blood. I'm telling you, it's a strange thing.
Yeah, it's true.
I was going to ask you if you've noticed this or if I'm like me pointing
it out. You know, now that you point it out, there are sort of Ohio threads throughout my life.
Yeah, your parents are both Ohioans,
mm-hmm.
right? They.
I know many Ohioans.
I would hope that you would know this word.
Ohioites.
Ohioites. Because they're so white. I like that. Okay, your parents, as far as I'm concerned, they didn't move from Ohio to Illinois. They emigrated. Like, it feels like that big of a change. And everywhere look, like, the Ohio thing is the real deal. So,
yeah.
Like, what else, now that you look back on it, do you identify as potential Ohio markers? So, instead of just the eyebrows, what else gives away an Ohioan? Or just, like, things that you see happen in the state of Ohio that really make it clear? Everybody sings.
Everybody sings?
Yeah, it's a big singing culture, but like sings like
I didn't know that.
Like fight songs and like chant songs.
Okay.
You know, like white people songs?
I guess.
But like community songs. I don't mean to talk about white people in any way that's derogatory, but like it's what the culture feels like. It's like I felt like I was in a European country in some ways. Like there is a lot that revolves around that culture of Ohio, and that is the demographic of Ohio, and it's like a very I don't know. It was an interesting vibe.
So you were in Cleveland?
I was in Cleveland. I didn't get to explore much of downtown Cleveland, but I saw a bit of...
There's not much of
the western... No, dude. It's like happening now. People are moving to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And like it's a cool...
West side?
I went to...
Cool?
Yeah, I was there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I totally forgot that the whole thing is by a lake, which is like kind of nice.
It's sort of by a lake.
But you know what? Like to describe Ohioan behavior a little bit, I was talking to Lauren about this when we were sitting and like looking at the lake because there's like a little beach, but it's one of those lakes that you can't go in because it's kind of dirty.
Yeah, that's so
like
the thing
that really kind of like then people were at the beach but they weren't going in, so it's like these people who grant themselves just an amount but are also conservative in nature. It's like the strangest little representation of that. But I've babbled too long because I was just fascinated. You tell me,
a unique Ohio thing.
Yeah. Are you part of any traditions? Have you been
to
Ohio State?
I don't know if this
State?
Is an Ohio... I've never been to Ohio State.
You got
to
make a pilgrimage, I think. Everyone's been
we're
there.
We're not really Ohio State folk.
No?
Columbus. We're upstate.
Interesting.
We're
interesting.
Upstate Easterners.
Easterners.
Well, I don't know if that's a thing. It seems like it would be.
You know what? I don't think you're a native enough son, dude. You grew
I'm
up
not
here.
A native enough son.
But
I know.
This is like some sort of Jon Snow arc. You have
it's
to
my,
discover your Targaryen, your Targaryen Ohioan. I'm telling you. Okay, so anything from your parents' lives that just like strike you now?
I'm remembering they have a lot of names for stuff.
Like what?
I believe they are Native American names, like Cuyahoga.
Yes.
I remember Cuyahoga.
Lots of Native American named things.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cleveland Indians thing doesn't seem, honestly, like when you're around, it doesn't seem like anyone is trying to be racist at all.
No.
It just seems like they really just love this team, and the team is called the Indians, and they identify with it. It's a strange thing. I mean, I got to be honest, looking at the logo, it's a pretty ridiculous logo, but like it's still... I don't know. There's something there's something about the Ohioans that didn't seem mean-spirited. That was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
No one was really very mean.
No. I'm trying to think here.
Dude, dig deep into your parents' culture.
Dig deep into my parents' culture.
Have you ever, have your grandparents told stories about when they were kids? or like places they would all go, or like we used to do this all the time.
There is a tradition, a Christmas tradition, that I don't know is Ohioan.
Okay. You're so bad at this, dude.
Ohioan.
I honestly don't think they will accept you. I think you have excommunicated yourself.
I'm not a native son. I'm not a native enough son.
You are by blood, which matters because you get birthright.
My Ohio soil.
Yeah. You've been back.
I've been back many a time.
Yeah.
And when I've been back, I have played a game around Christmas time called the 50 Cent Game.
Okay, what's this now?
It's a thing. It's a game where there's a bunch of presents that suck in a big pile.
Okay.
In the middle of the floor. They each cost 50 cents. That's the thing.
Okay.
You know, they're supposed to be shitty.
Right.
And then you roll dice. You go around the circle. Each person rolls two dice.
Die.
Each person rolls two dice.
Is it?
One die, two dice. Dice. Three dice.
I trust you on this.
And if you get a 7, an 11, or doubles, you get to pick one of the presents. If you get doubles, you get to roll again.
Okay, but what happens next? Is it an exchange and then you trade? Because this sounds awfully like another tradition that a lot
of there's a
do.
Ton. I know. Is that Ohio?
No, dude. I think that's just, there's a name for this. I can't remember it, which I'm going to, I organized a couple of these, so I'm mad at myself. White Elephant.
Yes, but this one's around.
Maybe it's from Ohio, considering the name. Never seen, though. An albinoan.
I don't know any Ohio shit, man. I've been to Cincinnati once. I went to a hat store and a cemetery.
Oh, okay. Were those things to do there?
It seemed like two of the best things were the hat store and the cemetery.
Well, all right. Why don't we do something completely original on the show and go to Bing.com.
Bing.com.
We will go to Bing.com
What's
for the
that?
Answers. A different website.
Oh. A different website. Okay. This is pretty.
Yeah, isn't it pretty? Okay. Anyway, what? Why'd you make that face?
I don't like their trending searches.
What's their trending searches?
Chicago weekend shootings. New Zealand gun buyback. Migrant stranded Mediterranean. Portugal rations gas.
Ah, jeez.
Sucks.
Okay, well, let's steer away from real news. Why don't you go ahead and Bing the phrase Ohio traditions.
11 traditions you'll only understand if you're from Ohio.
Okay, well, so far, I don't want to take credit and be like, look, why... You know, I solved it. Someone else agrees with me because obviously they make this list about all states. But watch how creepy this is.
We are on onlyinyourstate.com/Ohio.
I don't like that. I don't like my entire premise is blasted by the existence of this site. Read me these traditions. I'm telling you, they'll be different.
Do you want
from
11 or do you want number one first?
I want from 5 down.
Okay. Number 5. And randomly yelling O-H in anticipation of...
Yeah, okay, that's a known one. I think that's like it seems like kind of a species call. It's like a bird call.
Yeah, so number 4 is doing this, no matter where we are, and it's people doing the O-H-I-O with their hands. So
a lot of spelling out. The spelling out of the state is big.
It's a lot about spelling the 4 letters.
Yeah.
Number 3, hang on, Sloopy.
What?
I think that's the song where they sing O-H-I-O in it.
Come on. Yeah. How the hell did Hang On Sloopy become a song about O-H-I-O?
I thought it was Snoopy. I don't know who Sloopy is. It doesn't sound nice.
Hang On Sloopy.
2. Making/selling Buckeye necklaces/keychains during football season.
Wait a minute.
That's the number 2 thing every Ohio and has in common.
Hang on.
Making/selling Buckeye necklaces/keychains during football season.
Okay, what else?
Onlyinyourstate.com would know.
What else?
Number 1. Treating the OSU versus Michigan game like Thanksgiving. Only instead of turkey, there's chicken wings, cheese balls, and chips and salsa.
That's not the biggest
part
of that
rivalry. It just sounds like a regular football game.
This site doesn't even understand itself.
I don't think they know anything about Ohio.
Let's go
like number
to
11
another
might
Bing
be.
Site. Well, yeah, what's the... Maybe it went in reverse order. Maybe they went top heavy.
Complaining about the weather because we're tired of being confused by it.
Dude, that's the most common complaint of people on Earth.
Every place in the entire world.
Only interstate.com.
Here's one. Here's one.
Okay.
Attending the Circleville Pumpkin Show in the fall.
This is perfect.
That's very specific.
What is the Circleville Pumpkin Show? You have no idea, do you? Are you binging this?
I'm binging it.
Okay, good.
I have to type in bing.com again.
Why?
No, I'll just go back.
Do you think if you went to bung.com, it would show you your search history?
I'm not going to go to bung.com. Circleville Pumpkin Show.
It is taking you so long to type these words.
Well, I have to hold the mic.
Yeah, granted.
I don't even chairs.
I know.
Official Circleville Pumpkin Show website. We're getting a lot of mileage out of Googling stuff.
We're not Googling stuff. We don't do that on this show. We do completely original shit that just you and I would come up with.
These guys need to upgrade their servers. This is taking forever.
You're blaming the servers?
They have a largest pumpkins section.
Okay.
They have a past queens section.
Okay, I really want to know about this, but before we go into that, can you, before we even go in, tell me what upgrading the servers means?
You know, getting more servers to upgrade the sort of wireless in
like,
general.
I can't tell if you're right or not because I don't know. And unfortunately,
the servers,
there's no,
you know,
yeah,
that host the website. They have it on there.
So, like, they buy more space and that makes it faster?
Yeah.
So, if you have a bigger house, you can get there faster? Is that the logic?
If you have a bigger house, there's more space in it.
Dude, we are the two dumbest people alive. All right, what else? I work in tech, by the
way. According to the Circleville Pumpkin Show, the streets are filled with 25 to 30 amusement rides for all ages.
That's nice. And so every
streets are packed with 25 to 30 different amusement rides.
Actually, now that you've said it like that.
Between 25 and 30.
And every Ohioan in the world goes through these rides?
Yeah.
What's the population of Ohio? Can you Bing that?
Oh, my God. The favorite Bing.com. I really like the pictures.
Yeah, the pictures really make it a lot nicer.
I don't want to make Bing mine. Maybe later, Bing. What am I binging?
Population of Ohio.
11.66 million.
So 11.66 million people go through 25 to 30 rides?
Yeah.
A hell of
only
a
at the
festival.
Circleville Pumpkin Show.
Oh, show.
October 16th to 19th, 2019. Get your tickets now.
How much are tickets? Are you binging it?
I'm binging it.
I don't think you need to. I think we're on the website.
I'm on the website. I'm not going to bing it. Oh, God. They have a Little Miss Pumpkin Show. Boycott the Circleville, Ohio Pumpkin Show.
Wow, twist. Rebellion in the state of Ohio.
I don't know if you have to pay. I think it's free. So, I don't know if a boycott would be effective. I recently accomplished two different life goals in the same weekend.
Dude, wow.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I sang Liverpool songs at a Liverpool game.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. You were in Liverpool?
I was in South Bend, Notre Dame.
Oh, they're on tour?
Yeah.
Dude, nice.
They were on tour.
That's pretty cool.
A couple weeks ago. The same weekend, my girlfriend and I beat a Saturday New York Times crossword puzzle.
Wow.
Beat one.
Dude, congratulations.
In 1 hour, 23 seconds.
Isn't that really fast?
Yeah. And we had zero, like we got it 100% the first time.
And you didn't bing anything.
Didn't bing a single thing.
That is incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Is Saturday the hard one?
Saturday's the hard one.
What's on Sunday?
It's like a bigger one, but it's like a Thursday difficulty, I think, or Friday.
Weird. They've created their own scale. Well, okay. Well, let's hear some clues. Instead of your success story, let's play crosswords.
Like right now?
Well, can you access the old quiz?
Yeah.
The one you beat?
I have an archive. This was in July.
What percentage of the questions did each of you answer, or is everything a joint effort?
It was like 50-50.
Nice.
It was a true joint effort.
That's wonderful. How satisfying.
It was very satisfying. Here's one. Offerings from Friskies. 9 letters.
Offerings?
From Friskies.
Okay.
Capital F.
Friskies, is that cat food?
Yeah.
Okay. 9 letters for cat food.
Uh-huh.
Is that what I'm looking for here?
That's what you're looking for.
Well, there's no hints, because this is the very first one I'm doing.
I would say the first thing you said was a good start.
Cat.
That's a great start.
All right, great. Cat meals.
6 letters here. Meals is 5.
5, yeah. Cat's meals.
Cat's meals. That's super close.
That's really?
No.
Oh, okay.
What I mean?
Well,
3 of those letters are right.
Friskies, huh?
3 of those letters were right.
Cat.
And 3 additional letters after that.
In food.
In
meal.
Smeals.
In smeals. Well, Jesus.
I feel like everybody will have Wheel of Fortune this at home by now, except you.
It's that easy?
It's pretty easy. You have 6 of 9 letters.
I don't know which
offerings
three of the
from Friskies.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
You know it. Cat treats.
Treats?
Cat treats.
Dude, I didn't know which part of Smeals was included.
That's true.
I thought it was cats, and I kept trying to figure out how that would end. Cats
meets. Smocks?
Cat smocks.
That would have worked.
Cat smarts. Offerings from Friskies.
Cat smarts.
All right, well, what else?
New from Friskies. Okay. How about college area of study with no application required, ?
Oh, jeez.
8 letters.
College area of study with no application required?
Mm-hmm.
It's a question.
Yes, that means it's a pun or like a jokey answer.
And you knew this.
That's what the question marks always mean.
No, but you knew the answer to this.
No, I just... This one I got by getting all the other letters and other clues.
So this is like the hardest...
I don't get this joke.
What's the answer? Just I give up.
Pure math.
Pure math.
That's funny, apparently.
And you're sure it's right?
Yeah.
Like, the app gives you a
check
mark.
Yeah, we got it right. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I'm too dumb to ever get that one. Give me another
Seems
one.
Seems funny.
Let me get one, man.
You want an easy one?
Well,
3 letters?
I would. Okay, this can't be that hard. How many combinations of that?
Tidbit for an echidna. Tidbit for an echidna.
Stop talking. Hang on. Tidbit for an echidna. Is an echidna a flower?
No, it's like a little hedgehog-y.
It's a hedgehog. It's way off there. It sounds like a flower.
It does. It sounds like an orchid, but it's not. It's a hedgehog.
Tidbit for an echidna. Is it easy to you?
No, this one I also got.
What the hell, Mike?
It's ant. They eat ants.
Oh.
Okay, you'll get this one. You'll get this
good one.
3 letters. Dr. Blank.
Dr. Blank?
3 letters. Dr. Blank.
Is this a famous doctor?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a pretty famous doctor.
Okay, hang on. Let me try to piece this together. Dr. Fee?
No, who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Dr. Fee?
I thought maybe they added an extra, like, totally blacked out box.
Do you want another really easy 3-letter clue?
I need to know this doctor. Dr. J?
No.
That's the one letter.
That's one letter.
Unless they spell it
you
out.
You can't spell it out.
Dr. Zayas is too long. Dr. What is it?
Dr. Dre.
Oh, that's really embarrassing.
That's very easy. I thought you were kidding.
No, I definitely did not.
Okay.
Yep.
On the blank.
Riverfront.
3 letters.
Nile.
3 letters.
Oh, sorry. Waterfront was the movie.
That's 10.
I know. Hang on. On the run.
On the lamb.
Lamb? Come on, man. Okay, next. What's another one? Give me a longer, easier one. Maybe I'll get that somehow.
A long, easy one.
So far, I could not have completed any of this, which is, you know, not
okay.
Not
this
that
one's
humbling,
sort of trivia based. This one is just trivia.
Okay, I'm okay at that.
Okay, in quotes, band leader, end quotes, with a 1967 #1 album, 9 letters. First letter S, last letter R.
Okay, so 60s. We got the Beatles.
Yes, we do.
Right? So it's one of the 67. Beatles.
67. Think of their album names.
67.
One of them has a band leader.
Sgt. Pepper.
Boom.
Oh, my God. I
you
got
did it.
Yes.
You beat the Saturday New York Times.
Fuck yeah. How long did that take me?
10 minutes.
That's pretty fast.
I don't know. That might have been 7 minutes.
Would that put me like near the top
of
the leaderboard?
No.
People do it faster than 7 minutes?
One clue?
No. You just said I beat the whole puzzle.
You got one.
Well, how long does it take other people to do it?
I don't know. 10 minutes? Probably. I don't know. I haven't looked.
Does it say on there?
No. You only have a leaderboard with your friends. Did you know I'm friends with Josh on there?
I thought we weren't talking about him. Wait, did he know how to do this?
I don't think he got this one.
Okay. How can you tell?
It tells you by day if your friends got it or
good.
Not.
So as it stands at the moment, I have done better at that crossword than him.
I think you got one more than him.
I mean, I would have. You said he didn't do it.
Yeah.
All right. I win then. Second place.
The whole episode, all we did was read other stuff and do a crossword.
I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, it's great.
So you had a good time?
I had a good time.
And you feel no desire to murder me?
Not to murder you.
So my streak lives on.
Of not getting murdered by me?
Of still being on the show every episode.
Yeah. Well, this one. Siva, I mean, you know.
Do anything else?
We did the intro.
Yep.
I think that's it.
Right? Yeah, I think that's it. Should we do commercials? Do we have commercials?
We could just do some.
Flonase.
Cut it out.
Home Goods.
You know you want it.
TCL Televisions.
Love that shit.
Option B by Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant.
Probably shouldn't read that one anymore. Option
OHIO.